Okay, so the topic for today is the concept of Re'iya Kadarka by Nida. We know for a woman to become a Nida, so she has to see blood, right? It has to be red blood, it has to be, or atomic color blood, red or black. It has to come from the Makar, not from the Maka, etc. Now, the question is there another requirement of Re'iya Kadarka that's needed to make a woman a Nida? In certain areas of Halacha, we say that you only kai kedarka, like by Hilchas Shabbos, you're potter if the melacha was shelo kederach, or by mitzvos, by achilas masa, you have to have achila kedarka. If you eat shelo kederach, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of achilas masa. So do we say that the tumas nida has to be, the re'i has to be kedarka? And if so, is it possible that this is really the yesod for many halachas that we, l'chora, at first glance, seem unrelated? Maybe they all are connected to the re'i kedarka. It's a new requirement in Hilchas Nida that the re'i has to be kedarka. So I want to just present some of the different halachas I think might tie into this. First, something we mentioned previously, that is the whole concept of hargasha. Is hargasha a new requirement? A new requirement? Just like it has to be dam with the maratame, it has to be the hargasha? Or is hargasha just an application of the concept of kedarka? The Gemara in the Zayin of Beis tells us you need re'iya kedarka. It's learned from the pasuk of Bibsara. Excuse me. Gemara in the Zayin of Beis says you need re'iya behargasha, and it's learned from the pasuk of Bibsara. And the question there that is raised is whether or not that is an independent requirement or just a way of having Re'iya Kedarka. And the Rashba there, in Zayin Rebbeis, in Maskal Tarte, writes Beferush, that B'Shem Rabbo, that if you hold that it's Kedarka Le'isha Liros B'Chaticha, which we'll discuss soon, the woman, it's a derech for a woman to have a whole clump of meat come out of her. So he says, where's the Hargasha? So he assumes there isn't Hargasha. He says, well, it's not a problem because if it's a derech, you don't need Hargasha. So basically, the Rashba writes B'Shem Rabbo pretty explicitly that the whole din of Hargasha is just a way of having Kederach. Apparently in those times it was a derech to have Hargasha, so you needed it. And that's why Rav Willig in his article in the last Beit Yitzchak writes that since in our times the derech is not to have Hargasha, women generally don't feel, so Mela she's Tmei Abedurais. That's of course a jump, but what's clear in the Rashba is that Kederach, or Hargasha rather, is just a way in which we have a Re'iya Kedarka. So it sounds like there's a greater category called Re'iya Kederach, and Hargasha is one of the symptoms or one of the ways that we know the Re'iya Kederach is if there's Hargasha. Similarly, the Gemara in Nida Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez speaks about Re'iya B'Shoferes. We would stick in a Shoferes into the Osam Hakam, and the Dam would come through the Shoferes. What's it did? So Gemara says, we learn from the same word, Bivsara, interestingly, it's the same word. From the word from the learn from Bivsara, that she's Tahora. She has to see Bivsara and not Bishroferes. Now, the Hemshech of the Gemara there has a lashon of Ein Darka Shal Isha Liros Dam Bishroferes. It sounds like, again, an issue of Kedarka. So on one hand, the Gemara has a drasha of Bivsara, just like it had a drasha of Bivsara by Hagasha. But yet the Gemara tells us, Ein Darka Shal Isha Liros Dam Bishroferes. It sounds like it's a question of Derech. And this is explicit in the Rambam in Perek Hei Halachat Hazayin. The Rambam writes, "Aisha shechnisa shoferes beprozdar v'ras dam besachos shoferes tahora shenemar dam yezova bibsara ad shetiyeh bibsara kederech shanashim roos ve'ein derech isha liras b'shoferes." So Rambam takes the gzeres kasuv of bibsara and doesn't just leave it there as gzeres kasuv. He says the gzeres kasuv tells me you need re'iya kederech. So I think this certainly bolsters what the Rashba wrote in Daf Nun Zayin, and that the Gemara there said, Tzekseres Kasav, Ivsari, Nirgasha. The Rashba sounded like the whole din was just a din of Kederach. So how does he deal with the Pasuk? So maybe the Pasuk, that same Pasuk, Bivsara, teaches me one thing. It teaches me one thing with two applications, namely, you need a Re'iya Kedarka. What does that mean? It has to be a Hargasha. That's a normal way. It has to be not an Ashraferis. It's not normal for a woman to stick in a tube and to see the blood through the tube. Now, Rashi at the end of the sugya on Chafal of Mabez, the Rascal Tahora, also writes that the Re'iya B'Shoferes is a problem of Re'iya Shelo Kedarka. But earlier in the sugya, Rashi, the Rascal Bibsara, says it's a problem of Chatzitza. It's a Dabar Hamafsik, that when the blood comes from in the Shoferes, the blood isn't touching her body as it's leaving. Apparently, part of the Metame of Nida is that the blood touch the woman's body as it's leaving. So when you put in Shoferes, it never left. By touching the woman's body, he just left through the tomb. So we have a stira in Rashi here. It seems that maybe it's a machlokas amoraim already, because Rashi at the beginning is explaining one amora, later he's explaining a baye. So it seems it's possible it's a machlokas amoraim in this regard. But Tosfos in the Chafbeis Amud Aleph, Vassal Ki, writes explicitly, he thinks this whole din is only a din of Chatzitza. So he rejects the concept of Kedarka, seemingly, by Shvafes. Derech Agav, just an interesting point, Rashi writes that in the earlier part of the Sugya, there's a Chisaron of Rashi writes that when you stick in a Shvafes, there's a problem that the Shvafes is chotzeitz between the blood and the woman's body. And Rashi then says, but if the blood came under a chaticha, which we'll discuss in a minute, the third case, a klesh of chaticha, Rashi says it's not a problem at that point in the Gemara, because min mamino eini chotzeitz. Rashi says that if the blood came out through the tube, so the tube is a foreign body, so it's chotzeitz. Whereas if it came out through a chaticha of the woman's flesh, so that's min mamino, the blood and the flesh, it's all part of the woman, so it's min mamino eini chotzeitz, and it doesn't pose a problem of chatzitz. The ritva there has a different formulation. The ritva, Dirmaschil Im Yesh writes that when the blood comes out in the chaticha, it's as if the chaticha is blood. That's his lashon. He says, "V'harei hikilu haisa chaticha asma dam uvevesara karina ninu." The ritva writes the question here is whether or not the basar just isn't a problem chassidic because it's min in a chassidic, like Rashi writes, or that the basar is dam. We look at the basar and we call it dam. So the footnote in the ritva there points out there's a fascinating question that the Rabban and Mechoros writes. Rabban asks the question, he says, we say min in a chassidic, great. Does that mean that you have positive maga? Is there a difference between something not being chassidic and something actually touching? So there's a question of Bechor, right? How is the Bechor niskadesh? Through the rechem, just like here we're talking about the blood leaving, and that's the metame. The bechor, when the bechor leaves the womb, that's the kiddush. So let's say the Gemara says, let's say you have two children being born simultaneously. So the question is, who's the bechor? Who came out first? Efshal Tzam, so we're not sure who the bechor is. The Gemara says, let's say we knew one came out first, but isn't there like a chatzitza problem? Or let's say, especially if they're, let's say assume that they weren't coming, they come at the same time. Let's say they come at the same time. So isn't there a chatzitza problem that the one child is being chotzeitz the other child? From the womb, the womb is I guess it's a pretty painful birth and delivery. But if the woman is giving birth to both children at exactly the same time, so the one child is being chotzeitz the other child, so neither should be a bechor. That's the I think if I'm mistaken. That's what the Ran is discussing. The Ran there says that yeah, it's a problem. I min mamino ain't a chotzeitz. Both children are min mamino. So he says no, but you need positive maga. Min mamino ain't chotzeitz means it's not chotzeitz. Does that mean it's positive maga? Does that mean it's actually touching? Maybe not. And that's the question also we're going to discuss later, I guess, in terms of tefillah. But tefillah, we assume, minu minu chotzeitz works, I think. Right? So the question is, do you need positive maga to the water? If you need positive maga to the water, so how would the tefillah work? You know, so that's the question. So basically, what just emerges as a side point, interesting side point, is that Rashi writes that shofaris is a problem chatzitza, but if the blood came out in a chaticha, it wouldn't be a problem chatzitza because minu minu ain't a chotzeitz. And the ritva says no, that would be a problem. It's just that we look at the chaticha and we call it basar, and that's why it's not a problem. So the ritva apparently learned, but the point I'm trying to bring from here is that the ritva learned the metame of nida is that the woman's body touches the dam nidus, and Rashi either argues on that, or he thinks that the concept of minu minu ain't a chotzeitz is like positive maga. Maybe he argues in the Ramban. He says, if minu minu ain't a chotzeitz, so then it is positive maga. You know, the Ramban said it. It's famous Ramban, but it's not necessarily true that everybody agrees to that. So basically, just to summarize, we mentioned so far that for a woman to have a nida, she has to have certain things that happen to her. The blood has to come out of her body. It has to be dam nida, not dam naka. It has to be dam with the maritame, etc. And we asked, is it possible there's another category called kedarka? And we brought two examples. Firstly, the question of Hargasha. The Rashi says Hargasha is a din kedarka. And secondly, Shofaris, it sounds like that in the Gemara. The Ram writes it explicitly. And Rashi at the end of the Sugya. But Rashi, earlier in the Sugya, and the Tosfos think the whole issue of Shofaris is really a problem of Chatzitza. It's not a problem of kedarka. It's not there's a need for kedarka. The third nafkamina is the question of Chaticha. We already discussed briefly. The Gemara on Chafalaf and Beis Anida brings up a conflict between Tanakama and Rabbanon. It's whether or not if a woman sees a chaticha, a piece of flesh leaves her body, and in the body, in the flesh, there's dam nidus. What's the din? Is she tahora or is she tameh? So the Gemara says that the machlokes between Tanakam and Rabbanan is whether or not the problem of chaticha, they both agree that the woman is tahora, but the question is whether or not she's tahora because it's a chatzitza, right? The chatita between the blood and her body. Or she's tahara because that's not dam nida at all. Any dam, it's dam chaticha. The Gemara says it's not dam nida. The blood inside the piece of flesh isn't dam nida at all. It's like blood inside your body. It's not dam nida. And the Gemara brings two nafkaminas. The Gemara has one nafkamina if there's a crack in the actual piece of flesh and the blood oozes out. So if you hold it's a din in chatzitza, so here the blood oozed out, so it touched your body. Whereas if you hold it's a din, it's not that needed at all, she's tahara. And the second half of the Gemara, is the question of shoferes. The Gemara raises the issue of shoferes again and says, if you say the whole din of shoferes is, if the whole din of chatzitza is because of chatzitza, so just like chatzitza is tahara because of chatzitza, namely the blood in the chatzitza doesn't touch the body, and therefore she's tahara, so too by shoferes she'll be tahara. If you say the whole din of chaticha, the reason you're tahara by chaticha is because chaticha is not amnida, by shoferes it's amnida. Maybe there's no need at all for the blood to touch the body. That's what Gemara suggests. But then, in the condition of the Gemara is lashon that rejects this. And the Gemara says that the kuli alma shoferes is tahara. Bias is the kuli alma shoferes is tahara, like I quoted before, because darker shalisha liros, the ain darker shalisha. Isha liros dam bishoferes, and the whole shaila here is whether a darker shal isha liros dam b'chaticha. So, basically, I mean, just to make a long story short, what emerges is that Rashi sounds like the dam in the chaticha, the dam in the chaticha is metame because it's darker shal isha liros dam b'chaticha. Meaning again, back to derech, right? We discussed hargasha derech is derech. The lack of hargasha is a chisaron of derech. The issue of shoferes is a chisaron of derech. And Rashi and Chafei Zamud Aleph, Jemaskel Kipligi, writes explicitly that the chisaron of chaticha is a lack of derech. His lashon is the ein ze dam nida shein darker shalisha liros dam chaticha. Meaning he's saying that the reason it's not dam nida is because it's not a derech. Derech is really the siba for this whole din, right? It's possible to learn Rashi as saying, and this I think Tosfos understood Rashi, is that it's just a simen, it's not a siba. Because it's in darka shel isha liros dam lichaticha, so meila it's not dam nida. Meaning it's a simen to the fact, what type of blood is this? We wonder, is this dam nida, is this dam chaticha? Oh, it's a simen. This is not the usual way, it's probably not dam nida. That's how Tosfos understood Rashi. But if you look at Rashi, to me it sounds like Rashi is telling it's a siba. Derech is defining what is and what isn't nidus. If it's a derech, it's nidus. If it's not a derech, it's not nidus. That's how I understand Rashi and the Chafei Zamud Aleph, Divras Chil Kipli. As I mentioned before, Tosfos rejects all this. Tosfos thinks this whole thing is a question of chatzitza. And when the Gemara says, in darkash l'isha liros dam b'chaticha, that means, because it's not a derech, it means it's a chatzitza, it's not a derech, right? It's nothing to do with this need for derech. So it seems to be Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about this issue. Tosfos seems to might admit that the Tanakama holds this issue of derech. So that's interesting. Also, a side point is that again, there's a machlokas about this. Is darkash l'isha liros dam b'chaticha or not? So what's the machlokas? Is the machlokas whether or not we hold to this concept of derech? Right? Or like the Rosh quotes B'Shem Rashmi Kutzi, is they all agree that there's a din of derech for nida. It's a machlokas matzias. It's darkash l'isha liros dam b'chaticha. Is it the derech or not the derech? They're all matzias. Everybody agrees that there's a need for the derech. The question is this the derech or not? So basically what emerges is according to the Rashi Kutzi, according to the simple understanding of Rashi, is that also din of chaticha is a din in derech. Now, this is not true for the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Yisurah Biyah, Hey Yod Gimel, I'll read you the Lashon, says, Hamapeles chaticha, alfisha aduma, im yesh im adam tmeh, im lav tahara, fil nikra chaticha nimsam le adam, haris tahara, she'ein ze dam nida el dam chaticha. So in the Rambam, it sounds like it's just not dam nida. So we have three understandings of why dam and chaticha could be tahara. Either it's not the derech, like the Rashi Kutzi, like Rashi. Rashi is part of the sugya. Or it's a problem of chatzitza, like Tosfos, and like Rashi earlier in the sugya. Or like the Rambam, it's just not dam nida. There's nothing to talk about. It's like blood in your arm. It's just not, it's a dam and a chaticha. It's not dam nida. Now, the next halakha in the Rambam is a little bit sticky. The Rambam writes, "Pila chaticha krua v'dam agur besocha tmeya." The Rambam says that if the woman had this chaticha, gave birth to this chaticha, and the blood was already outside when she was giving birth, she's tmeya. So the question is, if it's not dam nida at all, it's hard to understand why she's tmeya in this case. So some of the Achronim understand the Rambam like Tosfos is all a question of Chatzitza, and then if it's inside, it's Chatzitza. If it's not inside, if it breaks open, so then it's shall be Tmeya. But it's not entirely clear. The Aruch HaNer actually wants to push this into Kedarka. He wants to say maybe the Rambam holds up Kedarka. Either way, the Rambam is a little bit of a mess because the Rambam says on one hand very clearly it's not Damnita, and yet he says if the piece of flesh opens up, so then she's Tmeya. So if it's not Damnita, what should make a difference that a piece of flesh opened up? Unless you say that since it opened up, maybe there's other Damnita in there. It's not just down from the flesh, it's down from the outside. Charging up. Okay. So far we discussed three cases. And in all these three cases, it certainly days and Rishonim will hold it's a question of Kedarka, Hagasha, Shoferes, and Chaticha. Fourth case, discussed not in the Gemara, but only in the Rishonim, is the Makor Shenekar. Right? A woman has, what's the term for it?
A prolapsed uterus,
and she's seeing blood because her uterus is just like hanging low, hanging under, and she sees blood. So the Rosh writes here in the same Sogya, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Simen Beis, quotes from the Rashmi Kutzi, that she's Tahora. And his legend is the Ein Derech Nashim Luros Kain. So where is he getting this from? Hekatesi. So it's clear that the Rashmi Kutzi learned, you know, based on these other sugyas, there's a concept of Derech by Nita, and if it's not Derech Nashim Luros, so she's Tahora. Ah, it's blood, and it's red, and it's from the uterus. Doesn't make a difference. Ein Derech Luros. And it's interesting, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Ches, Sif Katan Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings all these halachas in the same Sif. He quotes the din of Shoferes, he quotes the din of Chaticha, he quotes the din of Mekor Shenekar all together. And if you look at the Baal Shulchan there in Simon Lamed Daled, he brings the following Hakdama to the Sif. He writes the following. It's not din of Chatzitza. So as a hakdama to this entire sif, he tells you it's all in the kedarka, right? Chaticha, shoferes, dam shenekar. So it seems to be very clear that the Shulchan Aruch understood. In the Rishonim, it goes back and forth. Like for example, the Rambam, as we mentioned, says shoferes is in the kedarka, but by chaticha, he didn't seem to say that, right? Tosfos seems to have understood they're all dinim chatzitzos. Rashi, you know, it depends on which part of the sugi you take. The beginning of the sugi sounds like it's all chatzitza, then the sugi sounds all kederach. But what emerges, at least from the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's all din and derech. There's a new requirement for nida of kedarka. And we can add to this, of course, the issue of hargasha, that hargasha, according to Rashba, is a din and kedarka. Similarly, the Darki Tshuva in Simon Kuf Pei Ches, Sifkat and Chavtes, discusses the following case. Let's say a woman sticks a splinter into her uterus and takes out some dam nida. So what's the din then? So again, if you understand this, the din of kedarka, so lachar she's tahora. This is a vina vina lahalacha in terms of certain medical procedures. So often the medical, you know, if the instrument is very wide, then you have a problem with psichas agaver, because as soon as the we're saying psichas agaver blows down. But let's assume the instrument was very very narrow, so there's no problem with less than a finger, whatever the shear is. And but they took some of the actual, you know, the lining of the uterus, which, you know, is red, so we assume that's blood. So is a woman rendered nida through that procedure or not? So if you decide it's a din of kederech, so that's not the derech or iya. So based on this lumdus, you can really master the woman, even if she actually saw real blood, uterine blood, you know, because it was she took it out by kesam. So the Nekeshu was a little bit unsure about this. He says, oh, it's not Kederach. And then he says, well, the Gemara only mentions the Roa Bishraferes. This is a bigger Chiddush. Shraferes is a Chatzitza issues. Here, there's no Chatzitza issues. But again, if you understand the whole issue of Shraferes is not connected to Chatzitza, so then it's Hainu Hach. There's really no difference between Roa Bishraferes and Roa Bikesam, and they're both not Kederach. Now, the difficulty with this whole Mahalach is the very next Sugya on the Chafez and Wadalach. Because the Gemara there says that if a woman sees Dam Yovesh, the din is, right, she sees dry blood. So the din is she's Tmei. So the question is, just a second, isn't Dam Yaveh Shalok Kederach or Iya? Most women don't see dry blood. Blood usually dries out after it leaves the body, not before while it's in the body. Now the Lashon HaGemara is like this. Ki Yazuv Zov Dama, that's what the Pasuk says, Amar Rachmana, Ademei Dev Da'i Blei, till it flows out, Lach In Yaveh Shalok, Adilma Ha Ki Yazuv Zov Dama, Urcha Demilsehi, V'Olam Afil Yaveh Shnami. Maybe the pasuk is lavdachka. Maybe the pasuk is just telling you the urcha demilsa. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the maskana of the Gemara is that taket she's tmeya. She's tmeya, even if the dam is yavish. So the question is why? So just to bolster the question, Rashi writes there, "Ein darko lozuv elalach." It's only the derech. If it wasn't clear from the Gemara, Rashi tells you very clearly, it's only the derech for one to see blood when it's wet. So mehecha tesi, she should be tmeya if we have this concept of kedarka. So if you look in the Yerushalmi, Gimel Beis, and there's taka machlokas. It's not a tut stadim, it is a machlokas. If Lazar holds the taka, she's tahora. I think there are 2 days. It's a Lazar, a different day. There's one day in the Gemara, in Yerushalmi, that says that she's tahora if it's Daniyavish. So it makes sense to say that the machlokas is whether or not there's a requirement of kedarka. If there's a din of kedarka, she's taka hold your tahora. But it doesn't help us very much in the Bavli, because the Bavli paskins that she's tameya, and the Ram paskins in sort of via hey, yidal that she's tameya. So the question is, why is that? So I think there are 4 ways to go. The first two are to lav dafkut. You can say what the Gemara says, urcha de milsa. It's urcha de milsa to see, you know, blood when it's lach. You can say urcha de milsa just means that it's more common. It doesn't mean it's the only derech. It's more common. Okay, it's not so satisfying. Second mahalach is to say that maybe there's a difference between something that's unnatural and uncommon. Maybe seeing blood in a shofar, seeing blood in a chaticha, is unnatural. It's just not natural. It's not normal for blood women to see blood in a chaticha, to see blood, you know, without hargasha, to see blood, you know, with shofaris. But to see blood that's yavesh, it's normal. It's just uncommon. Now the question is, what exactly, you know, is the difference between unnatural versus uncommon? You know, if you go to a doctor, they say like, is this uncommon, but it's normal, or just it's not normal at all. Again, I think it's do'chak chilek, but you could try to work something out that way. The other two mahalchim, which I think are have more to stand on, is to say either, mahalch number three, either that there's a difference between shoferes and chaticha, etc., where the blood, where the yitzia from the body, the blood leaves the body in a loch kaderach ofen. It leaves through a tube. It leaves through a chaticha, right? Right. Whereas here, the blood left the body in a regular way. It didn't leave in a shaloka derech way. Right. It left through the body in the derech way, in the regular way. So that's why it's not a problem shaloka derech. If to say this, you'd have to nix hargasha, because hargasha l'chor is like bam yavesh, because it left the body. The yitzia, the physical yitzia from the body was in a normal way. Okay. The fourth mahalach would say that there's a difference between shoferes and chaticha, etc., where the blood, where they cause the yitzia. Some understand the Shulchan Harav, and others understand that the din of roa dam b'shoferes is that the shoferes instigates and causes the blood to come out. You know, by sticking the tube into the makor, that's what causes it. Similarly, the chaticha, the leaving of the chaticha pushes the blood of nida out. Things like that. So if you understand that that's the idea, so you might say here, nothing pushed the dam yavesh out, and therefore it's kedarka. What kedarka means is that something else is pushing. Shal kedarka means something else is pushing, as opposed to something leaving naturally on its own. So just briefly, there's an interesting nafkamina that I found, and that is the din of dam chimur. Right? The Gemara tells us in Sanhachavam and Aleph that if a woman agrees to get married, she would assume she's very excited through this, you know, being proposed to, and we're worried maybe she saw some blood. Dam chimur. That's why, you know, you can't elope in one day. You have to, after, from the day you decide to get married, you have to wait 7 days, you know. Now the question is dam chimur tame? So most of Shonim say, yeah, dam chimur tame. Right? The Rashba writes like that in Chafam Beis. But the Ran, or Chafam Beis, says that Dam Chimur is Taka Tahar. Just that when the woman sees Dam Chimur, we're worried that that's going to be Orer the Damim, and then Dam Nida is going to come out with the Dam Chimur. That's what the Ran writes. So, if you think about it for a second, what is it? Why is that Tameh? The Dam Nida comes out with the Dam Chimur. But, so what pushed out the Dam Nida? The Dam Chimur. So it's just like the Shoferis, it's pushing out. It's unnatural. It's Shalok Aderech. If Dam Chimur is pushing out the Dam Nida, so it shouldn't have even come in. So I think if you learn like the Ran, you have to Zohar, not learn like this last Sad and say that the Shalok HaDerech means that something else is pushing it out. Because otherwise, the Dam Nida that came out with the Dam Chim wouldn't be Tame at all. Okay, so basically what we saw here is that it's very possible that there's a new requirement, or I don't know if it's new, but I don't think it's discussed very much, but a requirement that's not really discussed in the Rishonim and the Achronim, you know, explicitly, but there's a requirement that the woman sees the blood kedarka, just like in many other areas of halacha, there's a concept of kedarka, and that concept might have ramifications for the din of hagasha, the din of shoferes, the din of chaticha, and the din of ne'akar hamakar, and the din of roa kesam, etc. And in terms of Dam Yavesh, if you really accept this thesis, that there's a concept of Gaddafi, you have to do some explaining. Why is Dam Yavesh Tame? We raised four possibilities, two of them Labda, and pretty Dochak possibilities, two other more Mesav possibilities, as to how to understand the Dam Yavesh, to explain why it is that even though you need to be a Kedarka, still Dam Yavesh is B'Tame. Okay.
How did you explain the Rashi, the beginning, the Rashi of two Pshatim, Kun Tomarayim? The first chat you said was sounded like it was a Gzeiras
HaKosev. It was Chatzitza oriented, I think. Rashi, at the beginning, sounds like Chatzitza is really the issue.
It's like
Kedar. Yeah. Tosfos thinks the whole thing is Chatzitza. So I think Rashi might have a shift between Abaye at the end of the Sogya and the previous part of the Sogya, where he's more Chatzitza.